The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this is super cool. There is a plastic-like material that flows back together when cut or scraped, which means we could have self-healing bandages or even cell phones that never look scuffed. They just look like Wolverine. You know when Wolverine gets cut or shot, all of a sudden his skin self-heals? Okay, this is out of UPI. A super molecular polyurethane created by scientists at the University of Reading repairs itself at body temperature. It's not toxic to humans, and it could lead to better wound dressings, among other uses. The material is found to be strong enough to survive extreme stretch tests, but when chunks of it are cut and exposed to mild heat, the material's molecules slowly meld back together in a solid piece. Remember the movie Terminator 2? Where when part of his metal, you know, got, chopped off on the car when he was chasing the little boy and the mommy. And then it came right back. That is way, way cool. They say the material could maintain a sterile barrier as part of a wound dressing while constantly repairing and renewing itself, reducing the need for replacement. It could this is according to Wayne Hayes, a professor at the University of Reading. He says it could even be adapted to naturally break down over time, similar to dissolvable stitches, making it suitable for internal use in surgery as well as for dressing wounds. Now, the study is published in the journal Chemical Science. The scientists found the material can repair itself at the human body's natural temperature, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's our temperature. So, good, it works in that heat. The scientists, which is kind of hot, by the way. You know, we are hot-blooded. We really are. I know everyone thinks we're warm bodies, but that's kind of hot. Okay, and when it's outside, it's 98 degrees. You guys are like, oh, man, it's so hot. You know, 70 is so nice. Well, we can't live at 70. Our bodies are 98, so we really know how to heat things up. That's our hypothalamus for you. Mm. Anyway, the scientists tested the material for effects against human skin cells, finding it had little, if any, difference in effect to cells not exposed to it. Adhesion and self-healing were also successfully tested on pig skin without damaging it. The in-vehicle paint, mobile phone coatings, because not a lot of you guys are like, what about cell phones? That I'm interested in. Okay, so get this, and paint up your car. In-vehicle paint, mobile phone coatings, countertops, or any number of surfaces that get damaged, the self-healing plastic could outlast traditional materials, though the medical industry may benefit first because it's an ideal material for use in healthcare settings. All right, basically, whichever company puts money behind this, whichever industry, all right, you know, cell phone companies, they may not be ready to invest, but healthcare companies, health pharmaceutical companies, they may have the money and they may want to jump on this. So, you know, what's very, very interesting is you have, so you start to granulate. When you cut yourself, your body knows how to heal. It's brilliant. I mean, we are Wolverines, okay? Where our body will heal itself. Now, some things can't heal. Some of us will be left with a hole in us. But for the most part, our bodies are so brilliantly designed that we are going to try to, using collagen, build and make bridge work such that we could repair our skin. Now, sometimes when you're cut, the skin will not have its full function. So, for example, it may scar. And the scar, there may not be hair follicles on that scar. There may not be melanin or cells that make pigment. So you're at risk for getting skin cancer where your scars are because there's no melanin cells that seem to protect when your skin is exposed to the sun. You may not have sweat glands that are actively working. So scars, many times, especially when you have big scars, if any of you guys have some big, huge scars, you know that those scars need a lot of care. You need to sunscreen them up. You need to sometimes lubricate them with lotion. They could be sometimes hypersensitive. They could be numb. So, you know, even if we do heal, we're not at 100%. We don't always, depending on the cut, get our nerve sensation back, our circulation back, our integumentary, our skin system back. But for the most part, our body tries to close things up. And it is amazing how the body does this. So, if you have a bandage, so a lot of times, okay, so you get cut and we start to bandage you up and we use gauze and we use wet to dry dressings. If you just stick dry gauze in an open wound, the wound starts to grow into the gauze, and then when you need to remove the gauze, it rips away some of the tissue that you made. So we don't want to do that, so we do wet to dry a lot of times. So we'll put a wet gauze in there and then a dry one on top so that when we do need to remove the gauze, it doesn't rip the skin or the tissue that's growing. And the reason why we put any sort of gauze in there is because if you just have an open space in there, a lot of times your body will fill it up with inflammatory fluid. Well, when you fill it up with inflammatory fluid, sometimes that could then not allow perfect healing. You could get little bacteria into that inflammatory fluid. And remember, bacteria love water. They love a nice area to swim around. Then you could start getting infected. So we really need to, many of you wonder, whenever we take out a big cyst or something, why do we have to pack it? Why not let the body just close it up and heal? Because if not, it'll breed infection. Many of you guys get a drain after surgery. Why do we put a drain in your system? Because you're going to fill up with fluid in an open space, and that fluid does not bode well for healing, and it could lead to infection. So we have a drain in the area so that, and if you notice how the drain doesn't look like a big full bulb. It looks like a squeezed out bulb. The reason why is that adds negative pressure so that when fluid does start to drip and be made in the open wound, it'll suction out into the drain. And so I've had to have them. It kind of scares the kids when they see that. It's kind of because it's kind of a reddish pink clear liquid, but you know, it has to happen. And then once it starts to dry up and start to heal, then we obviously don't have to do the drains anymore, and then we let your body start to heal. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you guys are really, really applauding this, and some of us are shaking our heads. Pharmacies in California can now sell birth control without a doctor's prescription. So women and girls in California can now purchase hormone contraceptives, including pills and patches, without needing a prescription from a doctor. Customers will just need to notify pharmacists, who will provide them a form with health questions after measuring their blood pressure. The new law was passed by some state legislatures in 2013, but it remained in discussions until Friday. Regulators have explained that approval seeks to increase access to birth control while reducing rates of early or unintended pregnancy. Now, Oregon and Washington already allow women over 18 to buy birth control without a doctor's order. California is the only state in the U.S. that has approved a similar law for every woman without age restriction. So a 14-year-old, my guess. Other states, including Hawaii and Tennessee, are currently proposing similar legislation. That said, the law covers self-administered hormonal birth control, so includes pills, patches, injections, vaginal rings, according to the LA Times. On the other hand, arm implants and IUDs can only be administered by a doctor. I tried to administer my own IUD. It's really difficult to get it in there. So, okay, so right now, a pharmacist is going to take the blood pressure of patients after they request any contraceptive method covered by the law. Then they need to fill out a self-screening tool containing a list of health questions that will determine if birth control is safe for them. All right. Again, I don't know if a child needs a parent or if the child can just fill it out willy-nilly themselves. Every year or every time a patient notes a major health and change, they need to fill out a new form. That's if they admit it, which would be available in alternate languages for patients who don't speak English. A copy of it will be securely stored by the pharmacy for at least 3 years. So now pharmacies have to hold medical records. Okay, so you're not going to a doctor now. Now you're going to a pharmacist, and there's still a record. The pharmacist has to keep the record. A lot of us doctors, we have to keep them 5 years, depending on what state we live. Looks like the pharmacist has to keep the record for 3 years. So still a questionnaire, a very limited exam, and you still got to go through a pharmacist. Okay, I just kind of wondering what the major difference is here. Questions include, okay, what was the first date of your last menstrual period? Do you smoke cigarettes? Do you have diabetes? And there's actually a list we could look at. Pharmacists will proceed to explain how the selected contraceptive method works, how to take it, and its possible side effects. So basically, like in a doctor's visit, somebody's going to sit down with them and talk to them. Moreover, they will always recommend women to get regular health screenings with a gynecologist, and the importance of protecting against sexually transmitted diseases will also be remarked. So, okay, so it sounds to me like you still have to go through steps, okay, but no doctor. I'd really like to know what you guys even want doctors for. I mean, do you even need us? If it sounds like you guys got all this handled, then why are you guys complaining that we don't have enough doctors? I mean, what do you need us for? If you want your pharmacist to turn into your doctor, then fine, go to your pharmacist. Fill out a questionnaire. Oh, I see, because it's possibly free. Ah, you could just walk up to the pharmacist without having to wait. Really? You don't have to wait? Well, how long do you think that's going to happen? I mean, are there enough pharmacists now? Anyway, and they say the most used birth control method is the pill. All right. The average American woman, according to Guttmacher Institute, is the average American woman wants 2 children. To make it possible, they must use contraceptives for nearly 3 decades. There are 6,500 community pharmacies in California. According to John Roth, CEO of the California Pharmacists Association, the new law is wonderful for women in the state since birth control will be more accessible than ever. Again, we'll talk about the pros and cons. Let me just get through what they say here. They say community pharmacies are open beyond normal business hours and patients do not need an appointment to see the pharmacist. This means these regulations will go a long way to expanding a woman's access to birth control. So if you think you have a pharmacist already sitting there with nobody coming in and asking him now, okay, and, okay, just think again. My guess is it's going to be, yeah. Anyway, they say some legislatures and physicians have proposed that contraceptives should be over-the-counter products. However, the decision can just be taken by the FDA. Dr. Daniel Grossman, a professor for UC San Francisco School of Medicine, said the law helps people who can't pay for insurance. On the other end, he thinks that buying birth control without a doctor's prescription will not stop women of going to the OB-GYN. I don't think we should be holding women's contraception hostage, which is a term that everybody keeps saying, and forcing them to come in to have these other tests that are unrelated to the prescription of birth control, saying we won't give them birth control unless they do these other things. Okay, so I get that. As a doctor, I get that. We're in a society now where many people aren't waiting until they're married, and they're not using sex procreatively. They're using sex recreationally. I get that, okay? I mean, it's 2016. I understand that, okay? And I understand that if a woman doesn't have access to birth control, then she runs a risk of getting pregnant, which can be very, very risky for her and the fetus, especially if it's an unwanted pregnancy. I also understand that we have an abnormal amount of abortions being done each year, and what we need to do is make sure women who don't want to get pregnant can't get pregnant in the first place. And instead of educating people, telling people to use condoms, and telling people to, you know, not have irresponsible sex, okay, and not use sex just for enjoyment and to maybe make commitments and think about family planning, etc., instead, we're just going the other way, saying, all right, you know what, let's just pass out birth control to everybody and let's just have everybody on birth control. And look, I understand. I understand that's probably the easier of the two options because, you know, now kids are having sex. I mean, in high school, it's a rite of passage. So, you know, you don't really see virgins that much more in college or high school even and before you're married. So it's a different time. I get that. It looks like we may never go back. It's a shame. God bless certain religious groups that still maintain those, you know, those standards. It really gets rid of the whole, you know, complications of adultery and, you know, STDs, etc. If two people are waiting till they're married, but it, you know, I understand. I'm not trying to be old fashioned. I get it. Okay. So we're increasing access to birth control. All right. That's fine. Is birth control safe? For the most part, yeah. Have I ever had a patient die from her birth control? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Young woman was on birth control. Her gynecologist gave her birth control. She had gone to the gynecologist. One day goes to the hospital. I find out from her family that she went to the hospital, that she was short of breath, and died that night of pulmonary embolism. They think her birth control is what, unfortunately, put her at risk for that. Another one of my patients, she this time not in her 20s, in her 40s, given birth control by her gynecologist. And again, I don't blame her for wanting to be on birth control. She's in her 40s, in between relationships, not wanting to get pregnant. And unfortunately has a saddle embolism, a huge clot that is restricting air to her lungs, possibly could have killed her that night. Luckily, we found it, sent her to the ER so she could start getting blood thinners. And why did this happen? I go, well, it was probably the birth control. You may have a certain genetic tendency to not be able to tolerate birth control. Now, I personally recommend that any woman who wants to go on birth control, and I will be okay with this over-the-counter stop by and pick up a pack of birth control, I'll be okay with it if every woman gets a coagulation panel and gets a screen for being prone to blood clots. And if you're negative for that, and you don't smoke, and it's not in the family, I feel more comfortable with you being on birth control. Now, whenever I give somebody birth control, I always tell them to make a follow-up appointment in 2 months so somebody could see what's going on with your blood pressure. Somebody could see if you're having any side effects with it. Get an idea if you're getting any, you know, signs of a blood clot, etc. So somebody should watch you within a couple months of you starting a new prescription such as that. And once it's been proven that you're doing okay with it and everything's fine, then I don't mind you getting yearly prescriptions for that. So that's how I look at it as a doctor. If the pharmacists are doing the exact same thing, and God bless the pharmacists for what they do, great. But if the pharmacists are going to start feeling overwhelmed because they're trying to do their pharmacy job, and now all of a sudden they're taking the place of a medical provider with walk-ins for birth control, and now their liability. I mean, I'd like to know, with what's going on in California, what's their liability? If they're the ones handing it out, are they the ones now going to get sued? So does that mean their malpractice goes up? So I'm wondering what the pharmacists think about this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, more news on Zika. So in addition to Zika causing microcephaly, the small heads that the babies, unfortunately, when they're born, their brains can't fill, and they're also looking at neurological disorders of the fetus as well, and Guillain-Barré, which is a paralysis that adults can get from being affected by Zika. There is another brain disorder that's very similar to multiple sclerosis that we're finding Zika can cause. This new study reports a link between Zika and an autoimmune disorder known as acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, ADEM. The immune system turns around and attacks the coating, the myelin, around the nerve fibers in the brain and spinal cord, much like multiple sclerosis. Now, they say the study is small, but it provides evidence that in this case, the virus has different effects on the brain than those identified in current studies. The study results were released today, or yesterday, and it will be presented April 15th at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology in Vancouver, Canada. Oh, Vancouver's beautiful. Whew. They say much more research is going to be needed to be done to explore whether there is a causal link between Zika and these brain problems. So, Guillain-Barré, the immune system turns around and attacks the nervous system, causing muscle weakness. We talked about the microcephaly. We talked about a quote-unquote liquefaction of the nerve cells of the brain in fetuses. I mean, really dangerous stuff. And the Zika, still very prevalent in Latin America and the Caribbean, transmitted through a bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Most healthy people will experience no symptoms, but babies whose mothers were exposed to the virus during pregnancy seem to be at the highest risk, and they seem to get microcephaly. Now, in this particular study, it looked at 6 people who developed neurological symptoms after arriving at a hospital in Recife between December 2014 and June 2015. All reported symptoms consistent with the family of viruses that include Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. Sorry, can't pronounce that. The symptoms included a fever, followed by a rash, and in some cases, severe itching, muscle, joint pain, and red eyes. For some people, the neurological complaints started right away, and other symptoms started up to 15 days later. So, here you are. You went on a trip, and like most of us, after the first few days back from a trip, we're like, man, you almost forget that you had a vacation. So you end up coming back, and then you completely forget that you might have gotten bit. And many of us will, see the bites, and then we just won't think about it days later. Well, unfortunately, these people that had the ADEM, it could take up to a couple weeks for anyone to notice, or for you to notice. So, they say, it doesn't mean that all people infected with Zika will experience brain problems. Apparently what happened is, okay, so basically what they did is they looked at the 6 patients. Of the 6 patients, 2 developed the ADEM, 4 developed Guillain-Barré. When discharged from the hospital, 5 patients still had movement problems, 1 had vision problems, and 1 still had memory and thinking problems. Zika is not something you want to get, okay? All 6 tested positive for Zika, but none tested positive for dengue or chikungunya. They say that doesn't mean that all people infected with Zika is going to experience these symptoms, but for those who have nervous system problems, most do not have brain symptoms. So, okay, what does this mean? Remember I told you if you have, let's say, the bacteria strep pneumonia, all right? So if there's a bacteria strep pneumonia, and you throw that bacteria in a room with a bunch of people, some people are going to get an ear infection, some people are going to get a sore throat, some people are going to get pneumonia, and some people nothing. Same thing with Zika. If you have a person exposed to Zika, some people are going to actually, get sick. Some people may get the Guillain-Barré. Some people may get this ADEM. Some people may get pregnant and then unfortunately give birth to a baby that has microcephaly. And then some people, absolutely nothing will happen. This is how these bugs work. All right, in science and in the media, what we end up trying to do is, unfortunately, we end up trying to say, look, this virus does this one thing, all right, and that's just it, because we like to simplify things. We like to make things very simple, and so we just go, all right, fine, this bug does this, and that's what we want, like E. coli, okay? E. coli, bacteria in the stool, all right, it will give you just boom. All right, maybe gastrointestinal symptoms. Well, but E. coli could do other things as well. It could give you a bladder infection. So you're exposed to E. coli. It could do a variety of things to you. So that's how we need to think about these illnesses. All right, and then we need to look at why. If you get exposed to strep, you get pneumonia versus somebody else doesn't, versus somebody gets an ear infection. Why is that? Is it genetic traits? Is it something you did? Is it something you're doing? Is it that you always have a fruit salad with breakfast? So as long as you keep doing that fruit salad, it'll only bother your ear and it won't bother the lung. I mean, this is what we need to study. and we're not. Okay, and why? Because it costs a lot of money to study that, and nobody's asking for it. Which pharmaceutical company, which company stands to make a crap load of money figuring out what you need to do to prevent getting sick when you get exposed to a bacteria or a virus? If nobody's going to make the money, who's going to front the money to pay for it? So it's an issue. But what we're saying with Zika is exactly what these pathogens do. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. They say life-saving health care in poor nations would cost $5 per person. They say here the cost of health care that could save the lives of millions of children and their mothers every year could be less than $5 a person. The money would expand basic health services like birth control, nutritional supplements, medication to treat serious illness such as pneumonia and malaria in 74 low and middle income countries. These countries account for more than 95% of mother and child deaths each year, according to the study published in The Lancet. The researchers reported that worldwide in 2015, nearly 6 million children under the age of 5 died, and did more than 300,000 women, as did 300,000 women with pregnancy-related causes. They say many of these deaths could be prevented if high-impact and affordable solutions reach the populations. And they're right about that, but we'll talk about that in a second. Our analysis shows that expanding access to care to keep more mothers and children alive and healthy is feasible. The researchers said expanding basic health services could prevent the deaths of 1.5 million newborns, 1.5 million children, and 149,000 mothers. That would reduce overall deaths in these groups by half. The researchers concluded that making family planning services more available would prevent nearly 28 million pregnancies, save 1.5 million lives a year. So, less than $5 a person, essential health care services could reach the people who are in need of them most. When I read an article like this, I bet you and I are thinking the same thing. I remember in the 70s, you would see kids in Ethiopia starving, and it said, just send a dollar a day. Alright? And if a bunch of us did that, how do we know the money is going to where it's going? You know, I've talked to you guys about nonprofits. Nonprofits have to be run like a business, because otherwise they couldn't run. You can't commit to something on all volunteer. You need somebody hired to keep it going and to recruit the volunteers and to recruit the money. But many times a completely volunteer organization starts to run into difficulties with consistent money coming in. So I remember, you know, years ago seeing these, okay, well, you know, let's start spending a dollar a day. Let's start sending it. No, they don't want it like that. They need you to send this money, and they're convincing you that a dollar a day is all they need. And maybe it was a good company, but there were so many of them out there, and you had no idea where the money was going. And so, you know, I work with a lot of nonprofits. One of my favorites is Three Square. I got to visit them this weekend with some Bishop Gorman students doing their community service, and all I could say is thank the Lord for all the people donating to them, because you saw the food. You saw the food that goes out to people, you know, and all the donations of the food. There's ways to help people that I think has a lot of transparency, such as Three Square, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a vacation.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tom calling from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, Doc. It's been a while since I've called into your show.
I know. How you doing? Thank you.
I'm hanging in there. I'm sorry to hear your highway experience. Of course, as a retired cop, that's right up my alley.
I was thinking,
you know, maybe it could be that you're the hottie radio doctor and the guy just wanted to maybe get your number, not knowing that you were already taken. Possibly. I mean, possibly. To the contrary, that you are the hottie doctor.
You're awesome, Tom. I don't think so. He looked like he wanted blood. Oh, well.
Yeah, he might have, and I will tell you this, and I tell all the ladies in my family, in many states, unmarked police vehicles are not allowed to be used for traffic enforcement. So I would caution you at pulling over for an unmarked vehicle.
Right.
And regardless of your location, no matter where you are in the United States, whether the law is that or not, if you do feel uncomfortable, if you're even suspicious, don't take any chances. All you have to do, even if it's a marked vehicle behind you and you just don't feel like something is right, you're scared, you're in a dark area where there's no other folks around, just turn your interior light on, signal that you acknowledge that they're behind you, and put your hazard lights on. And at a reasonable speed, don't slow down to a crawl and take forever to get to a populated area. Proceed. Always try to have a cell phone with you so you can call 911 and let them know what you're doing. And then don't stop until you feel comfortable. And you'll be fine. You know, you're going to be judged ultimately in any court for any situation you would find yourself in by the reasonable man standard. And certainly, as a doctor, and any lady can articulate that she felt frightened, if she truly was. And I wouldn't recommend that anybody take chances like that.
That's some good advice.
Also,
yeah, let me reiterate that. That's some good advice, Tom. Tom is an ex. You were at NYPD. What police department were you from?
No, I was a police officer for two departments in Maryland. I worked for the state for a number of years, and I also worked for the city of Baltimore.
That's a bummer. Yeah, well, thank you for your service.
I'm now retired.
Yeah, now retired. Retired. So, no, that's a good point. If you don't think this is if you think something's fishy, calling 911 at least documents the time that, so it doesn't look like, slowing down, putting your hazard lights. If you call 911, there's some documentation that you're like, look, I'm being followed. I can't tell if this is a police officer pulling me over. This doesn't look like the correct car. I don't want to look like I'm not pulling over, but let this serve as evidence that I'm in contact with you guys to find out what I'm supposed to do. So like you said, in a court, you could show a paper trail,
Absolutely. And ladies, practice your God-given right of protecting yourself. I would recommend that you purchase a gun and get trained with it. Practice at least two times a year and carry it with you at all times so that you can protect yourself. And especially for the moms, you can protect your kids as well, because, ladies, you're at a disadvantage when it comes to confrontations like that. Even guys, let's face it. Anybody can easily be taken advantage of if they're caught by surprise. Speaking of being caught by surprise, they'll never park next to a paneled van. They're the number one vehicle used for kidnapping. So that's one thing I would leave with as well. And let me say one more thing before I hang up. You stated your very admirable moral views earlier, but I was sorry that you felt the need to follow it up by apologizing and saying you weren't trying to be old-fashioned. You're a good girl, and there's good moral values, don't ever apologize for it.
Thank you. Yeah, I just think too many people are having sex when they're not supposed to be. That's just me. I'm like, come on, people. But there's younger people listening to the show than you or I, Tom. So, I need to understand that we are in a new... It's a new world. I get that. But, I think we need to really stand firm with our old-fashionedness. You're right. Tom, one thing I need you to settle a bet for my husband and I. Whenever we're speeding on the highway, we don't really mean to speed, but let's say we are, all of a sudden you see a police officer hiding, with the speed gun, okay? My husband likes to not slam on the brakes. He thinks that'll draw attention if you brake, and he tries to slow down slowly. Me, on the other hand, I'll put my brakes on. Not slam to an ultimate halt, but I'll put my brakes on because I want to show humbleness and show, look, I see that they're there, I'm doing my job. He says if they see my brake lights, they'll go after me as opposed to somebody else that did it. Is that true?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't recommend that you brake to the point of being a hazard on the highway.
Right.
I think slowing down when you see a radar vehicle is the appropriate thing to do. I certainly wouldn't test a car behind you that's a marked vehicle running traffic and see if you can keep up with what he's doing, because probably he will pull you over then. If a vehicle comes up behind you, whether or not they have their emergency lights on or not, I always would yield to them. And like you said, it shows a little bit of humbleness. Not that that's required, but, you know, there is something called contempt of cop. It's not something that's appropriate on the officer's part, but a lot of police feel that, you know, they're kind of the king of the highway, which they're not, and they shouldn't have that attitude. But, you know, it's not worth getting a ticket over, because especially when it comes to your insurance, it can affect you for a long time. So I would say, as far as the bet is concerned, you're both right. Nobody really wins that.
Okay, good. I just like to show the bet and try.
But you might be closer to being right than he is. I don't think that putting on your brake lights is going to trigger an officer to come after you. I think you'd be closer to right with the humbleness aspect.
See, thank you. I wish my husband listened to my show, because that would really back me up. Tom, as always, wonderful talking to you, and thank you for what you told us. We learned a lot.
Have a good day.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, what Corey likes to do is what he does is he'll either shift gears or he'll just slow down. But it could take him, like, I don't know, 500 feet until he slowly slows down to the degree that he should. So heck with that, I'm going to, like, you know, use my brakes, get under the 65 miles per hour, so by the time I drive by the police officer, I can wave and go, yeah, I've done that too, by the way. I will wave to the police officer, like, you see what I'm doing? I'm being a good girl, you see? And I will wave. And my husband says, why are you drawing attention to yourself? Because I want them to see that I'm being a good girl. And I'm like, waving, like, yeah, you see, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And you know what? It works. It works. I haven't got a ticket in a very long time. Realize, I'm not in my 20s anymore. So I'm not going to be able to get out of tickets like I used to. So now I need to make sure I don't get pulled over, period. Because the last couple times I got pulled over, they didn't give a damn what I look like. And so I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, no wonder. So you really need to, you really need to come up with more slyer ways. Alright, we have a doctor, unfortunately, that has lost his license over an oxygen chamber fire that killed two people. This is being reported by Fox News. A Florida doctor who oversaw a hyperbaric chamber caught fire, and it killed a 4-year-old Italian boy and his grandmother. Health News Florida reported Monday that the Florida Board of Medicine voted unanimously last week to revoke the license of Dr. George DeVigilis. He was director for a Lauderdale-by-the-Sea Hyperbaric Oxygen Treatment Center. Back in 2009, a fire erupted, killing Francesco Martinisi and grandmother Vicenza Peschi. Francesco was being treated for cerebral palsy. How horrible. Hyperbaric chambers, what they do is they infuse the blood with oxygen. And these hyperbaric chambers basically pound so much oxygen to the body part that it helps treat gangrene, carbon monoxide poisoning. And so now they're using it for neurological disorders. It's a shame this had to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.